קבל השם חזר
וגם אצליבך וגם אצליבך וקבל השם קבל השם
במקום שאדם מוצא את גדלותו של הקדוש ברוך הוא,
in a place where a person finds the greatness of the creator, a person should find man's humbleness, which is faith above reason, called lowliness, humility. Since faith is regarded as being of inferior importance, hence faith is called the staff, or below. That is, when one finds the greatness of the Creator, he should search and find a place to work in faith, and not in the sense that he has found a place of the greatness of the Creator. Since one should say that the fact that he has been rewarded with finding some greatness of the Creator, it is because first he went with faith, which is called low, the discernment of lowliness. Hence, he continues on the path of faith above reason, since he sees that this is the path of truth. And the proof for this is that specifically through this preparation, the Creator brings him closer to him. Again, in the place where a person finds the greatness of the Creator, a person should find man's humbleness, which is faith above reason, which is called lowliness, humility. Since faith is regarded as being of inferior importance, faith is called below. That is, when one finds the greatness of the Creator, he should search and find a place to work in faith, and not in the sense that he has found a place of the greatness of the Creator. Since one should say that the fact that he has been rewarded with finding some greatness of the Creator, it is because first he went with faith, which is called a matter of being below, lowliness. Hence, he continues on the path of faith above reason, since he sees that this is the path of truth. And the proof for this is that specifically through his preparation, the Creator brings him closer to him. A question for a workshop: how will we aim ourselves upon every stage to the work above reason? How will we aim ourselves upon every state to work above reason?
How do we aim
ourselves to work above reason? Only in a 10. Between us, with the Creator, above reason.
Yeah, from integration and interaction between us, it will always be above reason. There's not even anything to aim ourselves in here.
Right, it's not clear how it works, but if you annul yourself and give the greatness of the Creator to the friends and bestow in the 10, something moves somehow.
Maybe the friends can remind that prayer for yourself is harmful, it's really unhealthy, and maybe that's how you will think about praying about them, and maybe that's the direction of above reason.
The direction is to think about the friends. If I think of myself, it's certainly within reason. If I think of the friends, there's a chance to come out of myself and get closer to spiritual work.
I can't influence myself, but I can make sure that there's connection, greatness, spirit in the society. Then those spirits will be able to take anyone out of the state he's in, so he stops thinking about himself and will only be connected to what is above him, which is the friends.
Right, we need to help each other see every state you go through in this life, in a corporeal life, as a springboard for revealing the source of everything.
Because our source is our method, our books, our teacher, they're all directing us to above reason, whether you like it or not. It's kind of like a tunnel that you're in all the time.
The ten should give you such strength that above every situation, at every moment, you can unite it with there's none else besides him, and he is good and does good. Without it, you're lost.
Only if we bestow to one another and give each other an example, we can go above reason. There's no point of going above reason alone.
That's true. And at the same time, it's really, you can't take it for granted, you know, we can say these words, but we can't understand them. Let's be honest. So we really need to think how to get to it. It's not simple.
The question says to aim, so probably we're not capable of doing this, just to aim ourselves to this, and the Creator is the one who makes this unperceivable change in us. The direction is Rav Group Books, that gives us something that can enable us to have a change.
Right, to aim ourselves to labor. I don't need to be smart. I just need to ask for work, and I need to ask for the society to give me a place to work. And then when I take on myself this commitment and serve them as much as possible, I'll feel that I have no powers for this, and naturally I'll need the Creator to give me the strength to go above reason.
We just need to hold on with our heart, with our mind, every place, the friends, the ten, and the Creator between us will be revealed, and for the whole world.
And keep the responsibility in mutual dependency, and constantly increase it.
We're increasing what? The tendency for adherence, for wanting to be in what the Kabbalists write, to do what's in the books, to adhere to Rav. It's like in a pure way, upon all the contradiction and rejection and hatred and problems, that can be done only by Arvut.
Only by recognizing the exile, the imprisonment of being within reason. Only then maybe there'll be a necessity for a new sense of sense. Of smell.
Develop a new sense, like leaving this world to another world. And we probably have to do it stage after stage to kind of try to connect, invite the Creator to connect, to discover our nature, the revelation of evil. And it's a gradual change that is continuous, but it could happen now, and if we make this effort.
So we should appreciate the difficulties, we should appreciate the heaviness, because that's the weak of the candle through which the light can be revealed. So it'll help if I put myself in greater dedication to society in order to awaken these states and receive strength from the society and get greatness from it in order to turn every such state into a prayer.
We need to be so proud that we are here now together in the whole world with the friends, that we have come here just to reveal the Creator. We have assembled here to reveal the Creator, and we have a method, Rav, books. Let's just be happy with that and continue, and that's how we will reach the goal.
Let's say, when we have gratitude and joy and appreciation, it's the beginning of going to Bar Brazen.
In a certain way, the work is much easier than what we think, because a person has no choice to be filled with anything, just to invest in the society, and then the flow. What is the flow?